what would be the distinction there between a bridesmaid and a maid of honor?
Well, she usually handles a bouquet for her.
Which one is that?
The maid of honor.
Mm-hmm.
The other's just the attendants, I reckon.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a custom of having a real loud, noisy band come around after the wedding? They might even play pranks and pop firecrackers and things like that as part of a
serenading them.
Serenading them.
Serenading.
Uh huh. Okay.
Aggravating them mostly.
Do you know any other terms for that? Okay. Let me just ask you this: have you ever heard of a chivalry?
No. I believe that's a Mexican or foreign celebration, isn't it?
Uh huh. I think it's another part of the country.
Yeah.
I think it may be down in Louisiana. Now let's. If you were, when you refer to my house, you say I live the street.
Up the street.
Okay. Now, why do you say that?
Because it's up the street.
Why is that?
Well, this is down. I mean, it's on a hill, going up the hill.
Okay. Now, you would say, if you were going to Decatur, you'd say, I'm going...
Over to Decatur.
Over, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going over the railroad. I reckon that's
over the railroad track. So, in other words, you use over and down and
up and
in relationship to the terrain, the actual layout of the land. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do north and south have anything to do with it ever? Like, would you say...
Well, it's north of here. Decatur is.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to classify the railroad as a dividing line,
uh-huh.
And it's south, north of the railroad or south of the uh-huh. railroad.
But you would say I'm going over to Decatur,
yeah.
Because you think of crossing the railroad.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Let's see. Now, let's say you were going to Knoxville. How would you say that? I'm going
to Knoxville. I wouldn't making a distinction, I don't
you
think.
You wouldn't say
going
up
north,
to Knoxville
up to Knoxville.
Down?
No,
okay.
That's not, I wouldn't.
You just don't think of it in those terms.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If the police came up to get a bunch of ruffians, you'd say, they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested
the whole group.
Okay. And would you say anything besides a group?
A gang.
Okay. And to that, I
see that's
negative. Uh-huh. All right. What do young people like to do when they go out in the evening and they move around out on the floor? What do you call it?
Dance.
Okay. And are there any other...
Jitterbug.
Okay, what are some other special names for kinds of gatherings, for dances or whatever that you can think of?
You mean the kind of dance they do?
Well, that or, for example, do you make a distinction between country dances and city dances?
Well, there's a square dance,
mm-hmm.
round dance,
mm-hmm.
tango, they call it, and waltz.
Okay, that's good. You might say 4 o'clock is the time when school
is out.
Okay. The day after Labor Day is when school
starts.
If a boy left home to go to school but didn't show up, he...
AWL. Absent.
Okay, he's absent. And would you say the same thing at college? Would you say he's
yeah.
at college? Okay. Children go to school in order to get